Michael, what do you make of that, and what do you take out of that?
Oh, typical trial match. You want to see some of your game plan in place, things you've been practicing over the course of the last three or four months. You know, you want to get the match fitness under their belts too. That's the thing, because despite the fact that you actually train, you know, you're still nothing like preparing to play for games, because they're going at match intensity and they're looking for spots in the team. And so, you know, so it's pretty good like that. So, and then hopefully we get a clean bill of health. So
we've got a couple of new guys at the club.
Hang on.
Kids, can we just keep it quiet for just 1 minute? Thank you. Probably 3 minutes, but thanks.
You've got quite a few new players at the club, and one that was noticeable today was probably Tom Rockcliffe.
Yeah. And a lot of the guys had a good first outing. I thought Jack Trengove also was really handy today too. So, you know, as you'd expect with Rock, he's a very smart player, and when generally he touches it, something happens with the ball. And obviously I thought Jack played a really strong game too. So pleasing to see him and sort of come in and pick up what we're doing so quickly.
And the crowd took a bit of delight in Marshall's efforts.
Well, I mean, that's promising, especially at the back of last year. Mm. We got a few games late, and he certainly, early, and playing against a fairly handy opponent at the same time, took some really strong contested marks. We've liked a lot what he's done over the pre-season, and he's only going to get stronger with more games that he plays.
What have you got in mind for the captain this year? He kicked a couple, and he looked pretty good across in the forward line.
Oh, it'll be a similar role to what we had him last year. We appreciate that we've got some sort of contested balls around the stoppages now, with Pelpepper having a pretty good strong performance today. And I thought Wines was pretty handy around the clinches. Ebo was again pretty strong, and it just gives us the luxury, I guess, to be able to play him where he can get to contest and use his weapons, which is but he's running, and when he turns up into those spots and he finishes his work like what he does, he's a pretty dangerous player.
Of the things that you've worked over summer, and I know one of them might be to force more turnovers, which one's got a tick today, so to speak?
Well, one of the things that we always look for is our efficiency, and if there's something that we've worked a lot on this year is not just our efficiency at goal, but our efficiency inside 50. And I guess conditions made it a little bit tougher today. It was extremely windy and a little bit hotter, so that made it tougher, but certainly in terms of the scoreboard, we were able to be pretty efficient there.
Yeah, and I guess the biggest win normally out of these days is when you have no injuries, and you tell me that's the case.
Yeah, a few bumps and bruises, but normal things. Every time you sort of step it up to another level, there's always, you're always expected for him to come out a little bit sorer, and we got a few of those, but thankfully we're not too bad.
So next thing would be the AFLX next Thursday. Have you sort of started to formalise who's playing in that and what you're doing there?
We have. The team will roll out next week. It's an interesting next fortnight, actually, because we've got the AFLX, and then we move pretty much into our intra-club game. So, it's a good opportunity for the guys that go out there and play some footy, and it looks like it'll be pretty exciting. So, what next Thursday night? So that's the next challenge for us.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mike.
No problem.
Thanks, gents.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.